here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
How you guys doing today?
Pretty good. It's hump day, son.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I guess that's fitting since we're doing our crushes today.
Yes, hump day and crushes. They go together.
Do yep. They?
You want to hump your crushes?
No.
What's the crush then?
Why have it?
I don't know what y'all talking about.
Oh, she want to go all the way.
That's past humping.
She
want to
go.
Exactly.
She want to go to third base. We talking about first base.
No, humping is all the way.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. All the
no,
way.
No, humping is way. Humping is second base. What is it humping? What will humping be?
Humping is second base.
Second, first
second base.
First, second.
Kiss
first.
Yeah, kiss is first base. Humping is second base. Third base is getting your finger wet. And home run is.
Or handy J.
Yeah.
Handy J.
There's a whole lot of things in the different bases, y'all. Okay?
Okay.
Just letting y'all know.
Emails.
We got an email. Right. We got an email from the homie Philly. Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to the Philly.
He sent an email on the Black Girl-Led TV Shows Tournament episode.
Mm-hmm.
He says, Yo Bull, Yo L, Yo Corey. Damn, Hotstar went in on his top five list of shit he hates with three laughing, crying emojis. LeAngelo Ball's John Cena shorts took me out. How Corey remember that random Issa freestyle? See, everybody's stuck on that now. Yeah, you really.
Just let me know if y'all want more.
Mm-hmm.
You got more?
Yeah, of course. Are you kidding me?
Okay, if you got more, I want to hear one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now, but soon.
Well. Good choice, Bull and Corey. Insecure, hands down. Had to win this tournament.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next regular Liz Jones, Philly. Shout out to you, Philly. And shout out to Philly being the only person that emailed on any one of our tournaments.
Right.
We appreciate you.
Dang, we over here fighting and
doing work.
Man, we going at it and nobody's... Come
research.
On.
Yep. Yeah,
especially last week's. I was ready to fight both of y'all.
And listen to all that goddamn music.
I'm still mad at that upset.
Oh,
it was an upset.
They lost to get over it.
It was
who won TLC?
Yep.
Oh yeah. I wonder if that was the biggest selling one too, out of all of them.
I don't know. That freaking Lauryn Hill's still selling.
Is it?
Or streaming?
Right. I think she's still streaming.
I wonder who sold the most out of those two, Lauryn Hill.
About to pull it up.
I know Lauryn won probably the biggest award because she had Album of the Year.
She had Grammys? Did she get Grammys then?
She won a Grammy for Album of the Year for that.
Oh, word.
I think she was like the first hip-hop person to do it.
Nah, Will Smith.
No, for Grammy of the Year, for Album of the Year. Will Smith won a rap Grammy.
Right, oh, okay.
He won the first rap Grammy. He was the first rapper to win a Grammy, period.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in the rap category.
So she was?
Like the overall Album of the Year.
Album of the Year. Rapper. Okay. Mm-hmm. Album of the Year. All right.
So today, we're doing the top five that's near and dear to our heart. If you listen to the show, you probably can guess my.
Number one.
Celebrity crush.
It's a what? It's a something.
Yeah. But we doing our top five celebrity crushes. What you hearing about?
I found out who sold more.
Who sold more?
Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
Didn't I say it?
That Waterfalls went crazy.
Yeah. So we're gonna start off our celebrity crushes. Your number five. Who's your number five? Corey in.
Theo James.
Theo James.
Johnny.
He's four.
Johnny Gill.
He's four.
From the New Edition.
I have a problem with your top five.
Why?
It's too white.
Oh, that's not, who am I thinking about?
You thinking about
Luke James.
Luke James.
Luke yeah. James, no.
Theo James. What? Okay, so what has this nigga been, I mean, this non-nigga been in?
What do you mean?
He's a non-nigga.
Theo James.
Theo James. What has he been in?
Oh, you mean movies?
Yeah.
Besides Divergent series?
Yeah, let's say it was some people that's listening that don't know who he
is. Well, he's four in the Divergent series, and they have three movies that came out, and he's a beast in all of his, like, he's just a good,
thespian.
What am I trying to say? Like, fake action. Like, action. Okay. Action, action, action. And then he did the movie with, Cat Graham and Forrest Whitaker. What movie was that called? How It Ends. He was, that was a good movie that they were in together.
Mm-hmm.
He was in something new.
He's been in some stuff.
He's been in some stuff.
He ain't my crush, so I ain't got a name.
I hope not.
Why couldn't be?
What?
Go ahead.
You can't be one of my crushes?
Go ahead and say it.
I'm going to throw y'all for a loop on my crushes. Nah, I probably won't.
You got three men on this crush. On his crush list.
Okay, y'all.
So shout out to Theo James.
Theo James.
L.
Yo.
Who is your number five celebrity crush?
That's crazy. Mine is Janelle James.
They're cousins.
Yeah.
And who is Janelle James? For those
they're definitely
that don't
in the different cookouts. Janelle James, the principal from Abbott Elementary.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, she is a sexy beast.
She's different. She's not, I don't know. It's something about her.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the principal dresses. Nah, I shouldn't say that.
It's the clothes. It's all that. She lost weight since she's been on the show, too.
Yeah, she has a lot. Because on Instagram, she...
You been lusting over her on Instagram?
No. No lust.
She's a stand-up, too.
Oh, she is?
Uh-huh.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, she's been on the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Well, she's been on there talking about her comedy and stuff. Like right when she got on Abbott Elementary and right before, like, it took off.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on there, but they used to talk about her all the time. But she's a comedian.
Okay, so
shout out to her.
Yeah, that's my. I got a James on the list too.
You got a what? Oh, a James on the list.
Yeah, I had a James on the list too.
I have a equally black nickname on the list.
What?
My number five is Tasha Smith.
That's the twin.
Yeah, that's the twin.
Okay.
Yeah, something about Tasha Smith. Maybe it's how loud she is. She like the she's just a black woman.
Yeah.
Just a black woman. She tall as hell too. She looked like she tall.
Is she?
I don't know. She looked like she tall. But she's on the show now. What's it called? Survival of the Thickest. She's on that show.
What's that?
It come on Netflix. I don't think I watched the first season. Maybe I have. I don't know. I watch so much stuff I forget. But she played a gay character. She was on The Breakfast Club this week talking about how she had to prepare with the lady from Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
She gay in real life. So they had to practice to get the scenes.
Oh, there it is right there.
Yeah, there it is.
That's her first lesbian
kiss on
role.
Camera.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks like it.
Yeah.
She looks like
it. It does
little,
look like it, yeah.
Nah, she look like kid. I enjoy it.
Nah.
I'm enjoying it. But Tasha Smith, she played in Why Did I Get Married? No. Yeah, Why Did I Get Married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was the loud wife. She always played the loud,
the angry.
Not necessarily too angry.
She talked shit to her husband.
Yeah, she did, because he was cheating. But she was cheating too. What else she played in? I want to say she played the mother in Daddy's Little Girls. Wasn't she the mother in that?
Yeah, a little ratchet ass.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't stand her in that movie. Yeah, when I can't stand her, that means she did a great job.
Yeah, but she's like a real... In the like black acting world, she like has like a acting class or whatever,
mm-hmm.
And you know people go to her or whatever. But yeah, Tasha Smith is my number five.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
who is your number four?
Number four is Charles Michael Davis.
Finally, some color on your list.
Shut up.
Who's he?
You about to see?
Let's see.
Oh, he's from the Originals, this vampire movie. I mean, show that I watched all the time. He's not a big. He's not a huge celebrity. I just find him to be extremely handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what this guy looks
like.
He's
like a C-list celebrity, maybe?
Yeah. He's not heavy.
I never seen him either.
You've seen him in stuff. Name some other stuff he's been in other than that Vampire Diary. I don't know about it. Watch that.
He was in NCIS, New Orleans.
He got them eyes, too.
What eyes?
He one of them eyes niggas.
Light skin eyes?
Light eyes. Light eyes. Light eyes niggas.
He's very handsome.
She can't. What else he been in?
He ain't something been in nothing else.
L might have seen.
Nothing.
Something that he would have seen? Nothing.
I remember his face, though.
He was in Grey's Anatomy in a few episodes. He was in even in The Game a few episodes.
Oh, that's crazy. I ain't seen none of that stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we don't watch the same thing.
L.
Oh, man.
Who was your number four?
Who was it? I don't want to mess her name up.
Mm-mm.
Nah, try.
Know
try.
Her name.
try for me.
Tanasia Ali.
Oh my God, that's not your crush.
Yes, it is.
Tatiana Ali.
This nigga said Tanasia.
You are ridiculous.
She's not your crush. She's not your crush.
Hey man, Tanasia Ali is my favorite.
Tatiana.
It's a joke, man.
It wasn't a joke
you
at first.
You gotta say that black woman's name,
oh,
right?
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's only a couple Ali's out there. And
I hope so. I hope it
was. The other
a joke.
One almost made the list.
The
boxing one.
Okay.
She almost made the list. But bring her back up on the screen. Don't disrespect
her.
It was
a white man on there.
Yeah. If y'all don't know,
not
she's
the white man.
Ashley from The Fresh Prince. She was on, it was another one of those.
She also plays on Abbott Elementary.
She does.
Yeah. Oh, she ain't got that far yet.
Nah, I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, she's.
But she played in something else recent, though.
I think she's on the new Fresh Prince.
Oh, she might have did an appearance.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the last season. The last season was trash.
I only watched the first season.
Yeah, she did. She did play a quick little. It might have been a teacher.
Yeah, it was something. I saw a clip.
Yeah. Tatiana Ali is my number four.
Shout out to your number four.
Ashley from The Fresh Prince. She's always going to be Ashley. Just like Rudy is always going to. What's her name? She's always going to be
Keisha
Rudy.
Knight Pullum?
Definitely always going to be Rudy.
Not now.
Yeah, Keisha cute though.
Keisha is cute.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about my number four on the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Rock.
Okay.
On Power.
Yeah.
She's a classically trained actress. She's also from South Carolina. So I got a chance.
No, you don't.
We might meet in some of them.
No, you don't.
If she get,
who she married to? You
who
ain't
she
got
married
no
to?
A white guy.
Oh, well, I might have a chance still. Then.
You don't have a chance.
You don't have a chance.
It's gone.
He's you light, light skinned.
What they
guy.
Say about what they say about once you go black, you always go back. Yeah, just like
she's had black. That's why she went white.
She was a
once
virgin.
You go white, your credit get right.
If your credit bad now, that's on you. Don't talk about black. I know I've seen a lot of good black credit scores recently. Yeah, she from like Somerville.
Yeah.
She was here not too long ago too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah? For a holiday or something?
Nah, she was just at went to the school.
Oh, right.
Her old high school. Yeah, Patina Miller. She, you know, little slender thing.
Yeah. What else she played in?
I don't know.
This she is the flies, first flies she, under the radar.
I did see her on something else, but this is like probably her breakout role.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she went to like Juilliard or some shit. Like she's a real actress. Yeah, so fair use.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Shout out to her. Your number three.
Yep, my number three. Ryan Gosling.
I can't believe this list.
I don't understand why y'all hating on these two white men.
They're white.
So what?
I wish I would have said Britney Spears or some shit on my fucking list.
That's weird.
Why? She white? What's
no,
more weird?
No, Britney. Britney's just gone through the.
It's Britney,
she's
bitch.
Gone through. See, yeah, you listen to Britney.
Britney was at grad night my senior year at Disney. Yeah, Britney was there. We was like, who is that white girl? Like, and we was mad because the year before Aaliyah was there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nah, I love Ryan Gosling, but I just love how cool and smooth he is. He's a real chill white man.
Oh, that's it? So him just
he's
being
very handsome.
Okay. And that's what got him.
And he's a great actor too.
That's what got you wanting him to put his thing in between skill legs.
I didn't say all of that.
What does crush mean then?
Yeah, that's what crush
means.
I
find them very cute. I don't want to sleep with all my crushes. I'm sorry. I ain't y'all.
Oh, I'm the bad guy?
It's the wrong episode.
I ain't y'all.
Well, this is celebrity likes.
Y'all this said is, just your top five crushes.
This is top five people we are fond of. Because crush to me means I want to have intercourse.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I wish I could.
No, yeah. I wouldn't sleep with just everybody. But
we didn't ask you to sleep with everybody.
That's the difference between me and y'all.
We didn't ask you to sleep.
I don't understand why y'all just mad. Why
we
y'all
asked you five people you would have a crush on is have sex
Guess
with.
What? Ryan Gosling. Do y'all need to know his movies? Because he has a plethora of them.
Ooh, somebody reads.
Don't play with me. I write too.
Where's the book with Raylene?
We're not going through this with y'all. I want to finish y'all too.
It ain't no proof. There's no proof of concept.
With y'all too.
I got something to say before you say that.
Let's go.
Go ahead.
These are all the crushes you have. And the only crush that's not really a crush that you would want to do something with is Rihanna.
What?
Yeah.
What Rihanna are you talking crush? About? Rihanna? I ain't never say Rihanna was my crush.
Thought you said you have.
Am I wrong?
Lesbian relationship.
Yeah.
No, I never said that. So y'all need to cut the shit.
Go
so
back to the superheroes.
Yeah, I said y'all powers. Was like, oh, y'all wouldn't teleport to Rihanna's dressing room. Y'all both came up with that.
You remember that, right?
Y'all both came up with it.
Y'all blame it on the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh yeah, sure, Rihanna's. I would teleport to Rihanna's dressing room. Y'all was like, oh well, what would you do with her? I said, actually, I would just pick her brain, talk about how she came up with her multi-million-dollar
That's what we call it.
What about kissing her?
No, I'm not kissing a woman. No, sorry, y'all. Hang it up.
Sorry, guys.
Hang it up. Back to the white man.
Back to, what's he in? Driver? What was he in?
Don't disrespect him like that.
Driver, not Baby
you talk,
Driver.
Talking about that. The race Drive. Car. It's just Drive.
Yeah,
Blade Driver. Runner, The Gray Man. You remember, he was in Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't see it.
He was the big guy.
Crazy Stupid Love. Now, Crazy Stupid Love was a hilarious movie.
Are you going to name any of his good movies?
That is a good movie. I'm sorry, just because you ain't see it.
Drive was good, though.
Drive was good.
Name something.
It's with Tim, it's what's his name?
Tim Burton?
No.
I heard it, too.
It's his name, Steve Carell. The guy from The
40
Office.
40-year-old version.
Yes. Uh-huh. They did Crazy Stupid Love together. Word. No, that was actually a really funny movie.
Name something else.
That he did?
Yeah. Ryan Gosling.
I just named like mad movies. Gangsta Squad, and then you got La La Land.
Pull him up again?
La La Land. It's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the I just pulled up quite a few of his
shout
movies.
Shout out to Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, nice shout guys. Out to him. He do have some good movies.
Damn.
You think he liked The Swirl?
Yeah, his wife is Spanish.
Man, that ain't a swear.
It is. She's brown. She's a brown Spanish one too.
El Negra. El Negrito.
Negrita.
El Negra.
Ah,
El Negra.
Español.
More than you.
Pica pani.
What?
Numero tres. Pica pani.
Pica pani.
Pick up, honey.
Where we at? Number two?
You're number three.
Number three.
Tres.
Maya? Campbell?
Now this... You know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Crackhead today.
Hey, leave her alone.
No. Y'all had a lot to say about my white man.
Look at her now. She's
back then. Look at her back then. Yeah, Ryan still looks great. Thank you.
She look good now, too.
She do Does look she? Good now.
Mm. She look back good. This some of the movies.
Well, if you know,
because y'all just had a lot to say. I'm just saying.
I mean,
that was a bad picture.
That's when it's starting. Yeah, In the House. There you go. She's the girl from In the House.
So you're still beat then.
What other movie she did?
Cracking Off.
Nah.
What other things she did? Name something else.
She definitely was the pretty black girl in 90s movies.
No. Name a movie.
I just did. In the House.
South Central.
No. I said him name. Why you naming her movies?
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Damn. Oh, because we put that pressure on the last time.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at them titties. Look at them cracker titties.
Unbelievable.
Ooh, oh, man. That makeup. That's
it's,
a bad.
It's starting right
that was
there.
Before crack, too.
Yeah, but
that
was go bad back and look at her, man. She,
ooh. She got them locked
Varkey's eyes. Hey, turn it off, man. Turn it off.
Mine didn't go down the crack.
Hey, turn it off.
Oh, no, nah, that's after crack right there.
Hey, turn it off, man. Turn
oh, my bad, B. My bad, B. I'm still looking at it.
I got to remember as high as I saw it.
Oh, L.
Turn it off, man.
She probably was giving blowjobs for crack right there.
Well.
But it wasn't just crack, though, because she had bipolar.
Boom.
Yeah, she had bipolar.
Oh, boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
See? Yeah. That's why.
Hmm. Well, anyway.
Either way, y'all can't say nothing about my number two and my number one. They are the best. What you got, B?
Oh, my number, what number am I on?
What, Corey?
My number three.
I'm not saying it. I'm waiting for B.
Well, get some color on your list then, since you won't bother me.
I do have color on my list.
Who is my number three?
Let me
look at it. Oh, come on. The incomparable Sanaa Lathan.
Yes, that's a great, thank you. That's a great one.
And she got, you like that too?
I love Sanaa.
Make it a little frothy for you?
Crush wise or just a good actor?
Both.
No, I'm not talking to you. Court.
Who, oh, me?
Yeah, because she clapped it
she's
up.
A great,
for
she's a great actress. That's a beautiful black woman too.
And then she got older and got a little thicker too.
Right.
She got them grown woman titties, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, agree. Right.
I'll make it weird for you real quick. She take that bra off, they fall right down. I love it. Right. I love it. Let them think. Let gravity do its work. I'm near the grass
titties.
Okay.
Shout out to the wind. Look at her. Just look at her. Lord Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Oh, that's me.
That's French Montana's old girl, ain't it?
I did see that.
I heard, a couple rappers that named her, though.
Then hit?
Yeah, I think so.
She might be out there. Who cares?
I think she was.
I'll still go. I'll give her a go.
Give it a go.
I'll give it a full.
Would you wife her?
Yes, in a minute. Bring her up to the job.
Kind of question is that?
Meet the guys.
Some ones that you know, that's been around, guys don't want to wife them.
Listen, I'm Be Easy from the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It ain't like I'm Jay-Z.
He's easy.
Yeah. Shit, that's my number three. She used to be my number one.
Until?
Things changed. I think I saw her in a movie with a white man.
So what? She looked
a little too convincing.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she just cutting it half.
What?
Yeah.
Something new?
Yeah, that one.
That was so many years ago.
Okay, I can switch it up. I'm just joking. Yes. Look at her.
Sure.
Shout out to Sanaa Lathan. If anybody here this who knows the Sanaa cousin number, give it to her. Tell Sanaa what I said, that she's so beautiful. Okay. Your number two.
Corey, why you? Go ahead, Corey.
My number two, Idris Elba.
Okay.
Oh.
You do got some color. And you
finally.
You got a little hole with it, too.
He ain't American, though, but we'll let it pass.
Oh, my God. Y'all just really dis. Yes.
I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing bad about it.
Shout out to Stringer Bell.
Goodness gracious.
Like, Stringer, you got your legs closed mighty tight.
My legs have been sitting they like cross this, so let's cut it out. Let's cut
they
it out.
They might have applesauce over there.
She anyway. Did say, ooh.
Yep.
She did say
you
that.
Get the so juices flowing for you?
You can't cover that up.
Anyway, I love me some Idris Elba.
What's your favorite
That's a
role?
Grown-ass man right
what's your,
there.
What's your favorite role?
Luther.
Luther was good. Mm-hmm. My favorite role of his? I don't know. Because I actually like when he plays a bad guy.
Yeah, he only did that once though, right?
No, he did it a couple times.
No, he did it a couple of times.
Couple times.
Technically, in the movie The Loser, Taken, because technically they were bank robbers, so he was a bad guy. But what was the other one?
The Wire.
Hobbs and Shaw, The Wire.
Yeah, he's been a bad guy a few times.
He's been a bad guy quite a few times. No Good Deed with Taraji.
He's been a bad guy a few times.
Uh-huh. I like when he a bad guy.
I mean, bad guy like that Cowboy movie.
He might choke me up.
What cowboy movie? Oh.
He was a bad guy in that.
But he's been a bad guy in a few things.
I can't consider The Wire him being a bad guy, though. But
he was a murdering drug dealer.
Yeah, but he was.
You just liked him. Who was the bad guys in the Wire? The police?
Yes, sir.
Have you seen the show We Own the City?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
That Baltimore lawyer. What's that black lady? She could have made the list, too. What's that lady? What's that lady name?
What did she play on?
She played in.
She played. Let me see.
Oh, she played in oh my gosh.
I don't know. Who y'all talking about?
That Down Home movie.
We Own the City.
What's that?
Is it We Own the City or We Own the Night?
We Own the City.
No, it's We Own the City.
What's that movie she played in?
Hold on, I'm about to home.
She had that red and white dress on. It might have been polka dots.
Let me see. Her name is, oh my God, Wunmi Mosaku.
Yeah.
Oh, you,
what's that movie?
She played on,
With Michael K. White.
Michael K. Williams. And the dude that dressed like the 20s, Megan Good, new husband.
Yeah, man. What's
the show? What's the show that, and they canceled it? It was on HBO.
Yeah.
Who are y'all talking about?
The weird show.
Oh, what's the show?
Black.
It's the black show. It was like in the 50s or 60s.
They are yelling at the screen right now.
I can't believe I was just reading about that last night.
Oh, you're talking about Lovecraft?
Lovecraft Country.
There you go.
Yeah, she played on Lovecraft
Country. There you go. That's where I know her from.
Yeah, she is pretty.
Yeah.
Y'all talking about Journey?
No, not Journey. We're talking about the dark skin
girl.
We're talking about Wunmi Mosaku.
Oh, Wunmi Mosaku.
Yeah, she could have made the list.
I don't know who she is. Let me see.
Yeah, she played in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we Own the City?
We Own the City.
Yeah, that was good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know her.
You don't?
Oh, yeah, he was a bad guy in this right here. He's a bad guy in Star Trek.
Yep.
Yeah.
Idris Elba.
Yep.
Idris Elba.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your number two.
That's my number two.
My number two.
Your number two dropped down a lot for me.
Yeah, she did, but she's been my number two since
97. Since you started getting erections.
96.
Oh.
96, 95. Toni Braxton.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Toni.
Braxton.
Toni went down after she started dating Baby.
She definitely lost points.
Not that he's old or anything about him because he's rich, but he just seemed corny to me.
He definitely
did. Wait, yeah. Baby who?
Baby. From Cash Money.
They still together.
I told y'all I live under a rock. What?
They still together.
Yep. Baby.
Yep. Wow. Toni Braxton been, when people were saying, oh, you got a Toni Braxton haircut. That's how long she's been on my list. Boomerang. Boomerang.
What about Boomerang?
She was on a soundtrack and Halle Berry had that.
Oh, I was about to say. No, that was a Halle Berry haircut.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Right. It was close though.
Yeah,
don't take that from Halle. We're not going to do that.
Toni. Yep. Number two, Toni Braxton.
Well, in a previous video, y'all saw my number two. And this lady, she's just funny. She's pretty. I didn't know she was that funny.
I thought it was your number one.
Are you talking about Regina?
Yep.
Regina, I love me some Regina.
Make it frothy? A little damp. There you go. Regina Hall just look at her. She's so pretty and she's funny. She started out as a stripper.
She did?
The
Best Man.
The Best Man.
Yeah, you threw me off. I'm like, for real?
Yeah, you want to see them videos.
I was like, the reals?
Yep. But then, you know, she was in it, the other stuff. She was Ace's girlfriend.
Scary
and
Movie.
In Full. She did a lot of stuff on Scary
Ace.
Movie.
Ace girlfriend, yeah. I like that role.
Mm-hmm.
She still acts today, you know what I'm saying? She hosts stuff, and she's just good all around.
And she had that accent with the not open your mouth on Paid in Full.
That's how she talks though.
Yeah, that's how she talks.
She didn't have
always talk like this. Like she just
She had a New York she has like a New York accent though.
No. Mm-hmm. Go watch it and you'll see. Like when she's talking, her teeth don't separate.
Oh, you saying she had the
That's the like same thing like that this. Rock and Kanan does when they talking.
But she was eating.
No, trust me. Go back and look. I'm telling you.
I know one scene she did do that for sure.
Yeah.
But they were sitting at the
table eating. But she always talks like that in the whole movie. I think that's like the New York thing. You're supposed to do that for your New York accent.
They think we talk like this.
She said you was breaking down on me. How'd she do it?
That's how y'all talk for
real. We do not.
Staten Island, Brooklyn, the Bronx, wherever, Kel's Kitchen. Mm-mm.
Hell's.
That's what
kitchen.
I said.
You said Kells.
I said Hell's Kitchen.
Sounds like you said Kells.
Not Keenan.
I'll listen back.
No Keenan.
What is that? Whatever that means.
I didn't get that either.
Your number one.
Your number two.
No, her
my
number
one.
Who you think it is, L? You think you can guess it?
It's gonna be like a Ryan Reynolds or somebody. Why?
Michael B. Jordan. Excuse me? Oh, for real?
The new Mike, not the Wire one, right?
Same.
I had a crush on him when I was a little girl. We were kids.
You had a crush on the Wire Michael B.
Yes,
Jordan?
Yes, I did. We grew up with Mike. I loved Mike from the beginning. You sure did.
You liked him in...
Even when he said, I wreck. Even that one? You overlooked Mike. That.
Not Hardball. I love Mike. Not Hardball, Mike.
Shout out to Michael B. Jordan.
I love me some Michael B. Jordan. I don't got a name. I don't have to say his resume because y'all all know.
What's your favorite role?
Mike.
What's your favorite role?
My favorite role? Mm-hmm.
What's that movie that came out during COVID on Prime? It was like an action movie. You remember? Did you watch that?
It wasn't was it the one with Lauren London?
Oh, it was one of those.
It was like a war spy type.
Spy joints. Yeah.
I can't remember the name of
it. I never went back and finished it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, not that one.
It wasn't much going on, so I finished that shit.
Yeah.
Without remorse?
Nah.
It had to be like 22, 23. Maybe 22.
Without Remorse came out in 21.
Let me see the cover.
Might have been it then.
This. Yeah.
Straight to Prime, John?
Yeah.
I think it was Without Remorse.
Yeah. Hardball came out before The Wire?
Yeah, Hardball. Yeah. He was a kid.
All them extracurricular talking y'all doing, that just ass was did it come
with
out
with that
before.
Awkward moment. Chronicle.
Chronicle was good.
Chronicle was
that was
real
the movie
good.
Where they he
and
like,
that's when he really started.
That's when they touched the
yeah,
touched a little alien rock or whatever and got powers.
Yeah,
got powers.
For real?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. When he did
you never saw that?
He did.
I don't think so.
He did Red Tails. He did Chronicle, and then he did Fruitvale. And after he did those three, his mother was like, "That's enough movies of you dying."
Oh.
She said, "That's it."
He died. He died.
She
in
was
Black
like,
Panther.
"I can't." She was like, "I can't watch." Black Panther was different. It was a little different, and it was further down the line. But
did he die? She was in,
like, that's enough.
Hardball.
No, his little friend.
Did. Oh, the other dude did. What was his name?
G baby.
Now I gotta go see Sinners.
So wait,
can't wait to go see that one.
Mm.
So.
Now, damn, Michael B. Jordan, that crush.
What you boom up for?
Hump all day.
You won't let him hump.
You're right. We going straight home run.
Oh.
That's the name of
we going hump.
That thing damp. Look how it look. That thing get damp on him.
Look at that.
It ain't even cold in here.
Where we at? My number one.
Shut up.
That means keep going.
Yep.
Frothy.
My number one.
You better not disappoint.
Come on.
Okay.
If you know me.
Absolutely, Janet. Yep.
You know my number one.
She look like she would. I know. We know for a fact she wear nipple rings. She probably got her thing pierced.
Janet is number one out of all of mine.
I love me some Janet.
Janet
too.
Been number one since Penny from Good Times. So I had to be goddamn 8 years old.
Yeah.
5 years old.
Good Times came out before you was born, though, ain't it?
I know, but I'm probably seen it when I was.
Oh, when you was young. Oh, I got you.
Janet.
Janet, number one. Especially when she started doing that bring the guy up on the
I was waiting to get a pause in your talking so I could
say that.
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
I could not be that guy.
The first time?
They would kick me out. I would go to jail for public.
But it was a good. She strapped him down. That's why.
There's one part you won't strap down.
She
strap your thing down. Yeah. And yeah. I make sure I wear some damn loose pants, some damn joggers, some track
sweatpants.
Sweatpants.
Ooh. You can't wear sweatpants.
Nah, not the gray ones because I ain't like that. But I would wear some track pants so it would be free to move about the country.
She knew who to pick. I always said she knew who to pick.
Yeah, because she pick a real nigga. I make sure I wear the drawers that'll let it move because sometimes it goes straight down your leg. But if you wear the right drawers, it's going to poke right up.
Okay. Yep.
And then she grind on me, I'm going to be grinding on her. We both get aroused. And then.
You going off right there. You exactly. Talking like she's your number one.
She definitely is a lot of number ones, though. Like
she's a lot. She just that freaky shit.
All these new chicks that came out, they
And a woman that can dance.
I'm not going to say what I'm going to say.
What? They copy Janet Jackson?
Nah, she's just been a number one for a lot of people.
She's just that. She's just that bitch.
She's super number one, even compared to Beyonce. I don't even put Beyonce on the list. And a lot of people, Beyonce is number one plus one.
So, I mean, it's fair.
Yeah, that's Janet.
I mean, it was Tiana Taylor first on a lot of people's list.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your age range. I can't see a grown man picking Tiana Taylor.
Why? She grown?
Nah.
And she like women. That put up on my book.
Does she?
Honorable mention.
Oh, she's bisexual?
Oh, yeah.
I guess, I didn't know that. I guess honorable mention. But you don't have to be bi to, you know.
It don't hurt, though.
Have a good time.
It don't hurt.
So she's fluid, should I say?
You're like, you don't got to be bi to have a good
time. It's going to be some fluids, all right.
Number one, B.
My number one.
What's your number one?
Do you know me?
Yes.
You listen to the show?
Issa what? Issa, it's supposed to be a what?
Who?
Go ahead. Who is it?
Did you say Issa Butt?
No, I didn't say the rest of it, but who is it?
Oh, no. Gabrielle Dennis, my number
what?
One. What? Yeah.
I swore it was going to be Issa Rae.
No. Gabrielle Dennis.
And who is she?
She played on The Game. Right now, you see, I mean, she's on a whole bunch of shows. She was on The Upshaws.
Are you serious? That's
she
your number
gets
one
better
now?
With age. That yes. woman ages she's like on, fine wine.
She's on a Black Lady sketch show. She's on the Old Spice commercials.
Number one?
My number one.
I'm surprised, man.
Well, you thought it would be somebody real.
Nah, just your list.
My list is all over the place.
Your list seems higher. Like, the people on your list seems higher than she would score.
No, it's her.
Okay.
Why? What's the problem?
Yeah, because we don't know the movie
what's the
she's
problem
in.
With her?
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
You don't know the show, The
you
Upshaws?
You don't know.
You never seen
Jeez.
The game?
The Upshaws, definitely no.
The Upshaws? That's the show. That's
you never seen it?
Mike Upshaw on
I Netflix. Watched two episodes and I turned it off.
She's on it, though.
I know.
But you know the show, so stop lying.
The game definitely didn't watch.
Okay, but you know The Game, though, right? Mm. That's what she's got her big break on. Mm. On The Game. She's on a whole bunch of stuff, though. Movies and everything. So.
Okay.
She was on one of them, what you call it, cheerleading movies.
I feel like
too.
I feel like I started seeing, I saw her first, I can't remember if it was before The Game. I can't remember when that movie came out. The Bring It On movie with Christina Milian.
Okay, probably mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Is that, that's a comedy, right?
What?
Bring It On?
Not a comedy.
It's a movie.
It's not?
It's just a teen movie.
It's a teen movie.
Okay, I thought it was
Look
a
at
comedy.
That. She can sing. She a comedian.
Nah.
I bet that thing juicy too.
Okay.
And we friends for real on Facebook, so.
Here he goes.
So you hump. You hump.
What a hump.
He fucking the shit out of her.
Oh, now.
Look.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Go ahead, Shannon Sharp.
I'm a eat it from the oink to the squeal. You know what I'm saying? my grandma said, when you get them, when you lay them down, you got to skin them like a cat.
Them like
you got to get the scales off like a catfish and the mouth be open. Skip! Skip!
It's so ridiculous.
Well, Lakers in five.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fine. I'm sorry. Look at that.
She's fine there.
Look at that.
She looks.
Yo, damn, you don't like braids?
No, I mean
you don't like braids. Look at them eyes.
Why I gotta respond with the head?
Look at them eyes.
You like big eyes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I love eyes. That's on Black Lady sketch show right there. Mm-hmm.
Number one. That's crazy.
That's my number one, nigga. I'm consistent. What are you talking about?
Got you, baby.
What do you mean consistent?
I don't know what
he's. She's been my celebrity crush for a long time.
Oh, that's what you mean.
So now was my number one back in the day.
What about Issa Rae?
It's on, you know, it's a good. It's a married though. I think she married a white man.
That don't matter.
Give a damn.
To you.
No, I'm talking about anybody on your list. Your whole list probably was married.
To a white man?
Probably.
I feel like white is so far away from me that I would never have a chance.
We said that about Corey?
What?
Somebody on her list?
No, somebody on your list.
What?
So now
that's married to a white guy. Rock.
Patina Miller.
Rock.
Yeah, Patina Miller.
Yeah.
She is married to a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn. But he's white, so he don't care.
He said he didn't care. He said he had a chance.
Shout out to my white homeboys who married black women.
The listeners.
Now I got some white homeboys that married black women. Shout out to them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anybody got honorable mentions?
You got honorable
sure
mention?
Do.
Who?
He should have been on my list, honestly. He should have been number two, but I couldn't rearrange my list. Lil Fizz.
That how he make you?
Why you do
what?
That?
Why he make you fizz a little?
Yep.
Why should you do that?
I love me some Fizz.
What
I've
fizz
had a crush on him since B2K days. Bump, young bump, B2K.
Bump, bump, bump.
Lil Fizz lesson.
Who likes the third best member of the group? No, he's the second.
Yes,
how you know
about to do that?
Who ranked him?
He had majority of fans. Him and Omarion.
That's because he's light skinned. Yeah,
exactly.
That's it. Light skin with long hair. That's all they like.
He didn't have long hair, did he?
He was fine as hell. Yeah, he had long hair when he first started.
Yeah, he did.
Is he the one who got molested? Or that was
no, that was Marcus Houston.
Who keep talking about it?
Oh, yeah, Rasby.
Yeah, he probably got something done too.
Nah, he down. He
looking like that?
No. He grew up, he from the hood, and he talked.
They all from the hood.
Are you from the hood? You from the hood, too. Did you get bent over?
I'm not from the hood. I came from a stable, two-parent household.
I'm not talking about that.
What hood you mean?
I'm talking about, like, he know thugs. He bout it. He in that world. Aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Don't you ever wear that hat again, because I'm going to point it out. Nope.
What hat?
If you wear it again, I'm going to definitely talk about it.
50
I'm not saying nothing.
55th Street?
Why are you so
weird? It's in the memory bank now.
Shout out to the hood. Neighborhood. No. Being from the neighborhood don't exempt. Have you ever seen Snowfall?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they did to my man in the first season?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. They put him in that room and they changed him.
But yes, Fizz did. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Fizzington.
It's just Fizz.
Lil Fizzington.
It's just Fizz.
Lil Fizzington.
Or Drew. That's his real name.
Lil Fizz.
You know his real name? You going to the, what you call it, tour?
What, Millennium Tour?
Yeah, Millennial Tour.
No, I want to keep the teenagers dancing, the young adults dancing without running out of breath.
They're going to be like, Auntie,
what you mean?
Auntie, move out the way.
That's what you consider yourself as younger dance? Young adult? Oh, you
I'm
mean
talking
then.
About back then.
Oh.
Because I went to their concerts. I went to Scream Tours and stuff.
When's the last Scream Tour you've been to?
I went to four of them.
But
five.
I mean, have you been to one since they've been grown?
You're talking about the Millennium Tour.
Millennium or Millennial?
Millennium? Millennium Tour. with them and Mario and
Rick Ross.
No.
Rick Ross on that tour?
No.
Why? No, he's not.
And Bow Wow, yes, he's on that tour because they're trying to clown him. They're trying to
on the tour.
Yeah, it's all it's that whole like age.
I'm talking Pretty Ricky. That's what I was talking about.
Pretty Ricky on the tour too.
Yeah,
it's a different tour.
That's a different tour. Yeah, Millennium.
What tour is Ross on?
Ross is not on Millennium Tour.
That's Bow Wow's. I think a separate tour.
Bow Wow by himself.
Bow Wow and Omarion, I think.
Yeah, they're on. That's the new tour. Millennium Tour is over.
The Millennium Tour was like Bow Wow, B2K.
Mario, Pretty Ricky, everybody that came out in that decade.
So that's the tour Rick 50 was clowning.
Nah, it's a different tour. That's a different one.
Millennium Tour were for the ones who was supposed to be on the Millennium Tour.
The B2K peoples.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep, yep.
L, you got any honorable mentions?
Oh, yes. Takara.
Ooh, Takara, Jones. That's a good one.
Oh, the model?
The model.
Yeah, shout out to Takara.
She's the
Ross made a line about her. He was like, I got a two-seater. It won't fit Takara. some shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she was plus size. She was like
She was juicy.
Considered plus size, I guess.
She considered right.
She was plus size.
She was. I think she got a reduction.
What size was she?
She got a reduction.
Y'all remember?
Titty.
That's okay. What I talk about.
Never mind.
Titties.
Never mind.
That's
hold up. He just said reduction, and then you said what size was she saw.
I was talking about her waist size, y'all.
Oh no, we didn't look at the waist.
Because that's what they call the plus size when you pass a certain number.
Yeah,
probably a 32 husky.
12. She was a 12 at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. 14 if.
Nah, I don't think she.
Nah, she probably 14.
Yeah. And
shout out to Takara.
SZA for that last. Oh yeah. See, look.
Look at it. Look at them tits. She got some big hands, too.
Her face, though. Her face.
She pretty as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Some big ass hand. Or maybe it's her nails.
It's the camera.
I think she's tall, too. I think she's like 5'11".
She's taller than that.
All the men magazines she was in.
Like, gotta be taller than that.
Name one of the men magazines they had back in the day.
What's the one that?
Smooth.
That's another one I'm thinking of.
Black.
King Magazine.
King Magazine.
That's the one I was thinking.
The cover. Yeah, the King.
Yeah. If you was on King, you was a video vixen.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Takara.
Yeah, she should have made the list, really. I can look at, I'll take the crackhead off and put it on.
Yeah, that's a good job. Shout out to Maya Campbell. We love Maya over here. I'm pretty sure she got all her teeth again.
Oh, my God. But leave her alone, man.
I didn't do nothing to her. I just said she probably got her teeth back.
Yeah, but leave her alone.
Florence, South Carolina has a great.
She's only 5'9".
Is known for. Wow. Only 5'9". Is known for its dentistry. So she could come here and get some new teeth. People come from all around the country to Florence to get their teeth done.
Where they go over there to Saks? What's the
Sexton.
Name?
Sexton. Sexton.
Stokes.
No, Stokes is the eye place.
Eyeglass.
Sexton Dentistry. Sextons.
Yeah. S-E-X-ton.
That's enough. Yeah. That's enough.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, that's enough.
It be me. It always is this nigga. Shout out to us.
It's definitely not.
Shout out to Cesar.
Yes.
Shout out to Cesar.
Cesar is mine.
We could catch her in that new movie with Kiki Palmer. Mm-hmm. Just one of them days.
Just a video. Just that one video.
No, you should see that movie.
I did see the movie.
You saw her thickness?
The video. The Kill Bill video.
She was naked?
Yes.
Oh.
Can't go no better than that.
Yeah, it can't get no better than that.
And she was hanging from ropes.
Cool. Well, if we're talking about thickness, Jill Scott is one of my honorable mentions.
Oh, yeah.
Jelly from Philly.
Not Jelly from Philly.
Not the microphone stand.
Not even that.
Before that.
She was
not
wild.
The mirror. The mirror picture.
I don't even remember that either.
Yeah, I don't know
it was
that.
Was topless.
Matter of fact, Jill Scott was in the latest episode of Abbott Elementary.
Oh, word?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you just ruined it.
No, she was on nothing. The commercial.
I didn't see it.
Well, catch up, nigga.
You ruined it for me.
And since you gave to Nia Long.
Yeah, she was in one of the videos, right?
Nia All Night Long. What video?
I think she was next to one of them. Okay, Nia Long.
And she got cheated on by, if anybody gonna get some outside pussy, it's her ex-husband. That's a handsome motherfucker.
Who?
Udoku, whatever his last name was. He was the head coach of Boston Celtics.
I don't know.
He was fucking one of the executives at the job.
Mm. One of the basketball players?
Executives at the job.
Was it a man?
No, it was a woman.
fuck him. He's a bastard. Oh, well.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Now he's the head coach at Houston.
Mm. All the women fucking a man.
I think his name Umi Odoku or some shit like that.
He's handsome?
Yeah, he handsome. Mm. He handsome. You know how them old niggas get older, they still got a hairline, then they get them beards. Mm-hmm. And he had one of them beards too, so, light-skinned it. Now Nia Long is single. Hurt. Somebody young probably gonna get her.
Somebody young is definitely gonna get her.
Probably already.
Think a rapper?
Wearing that ass out.
A little baby?
Not a little baby. He too ignorant talking. He not ignorant acting, but he ignorant talking.
Yeah.
Somebody older. Mm. Like an older rapper. Like she might pop up with like a Cameron type nigga or something.
He been chasing her.
Okay.
He been sending messages to her.
But his teeth too big. So that might throw her off. But yep.
Yeah, I got another honorable mention.
Who?
He should have been on my list too.
Somebody black?
Terrence Tate.
Yeah, take one of them white boys off. Yeah.
I would have took both white boys off had I been able to edit my list.
Yeah, it would have been a better show.
Okay.
You throwing shade?
Anyway, I wasn't throwing no shots. It's just a fact. But yes, Lorenz Tate.
Girl, shut the fuck up. I ain't got to explain
You wasn't explaining shit anyway. Shut up. Now you shut up.
I'm glad I ain't arguing this episode.
But yeah, Lorenz Tate.
Shout out to him. Would you hug his brother to get to him?
His brother? His brother's actually so hilarious to me.
His brother looks like
you did not
him.
Answer my question. He looked like Bizarro him.
Not the multiverse.
Wow.
He's like a multiverse. On the last Spider-Man, how like Jamie Foxx character got cool and shit. Mm-hmm. And on the one he was on, he was like goofy and shit and unkempt.
The multiverse.
He the multiverse Tate.
Messed up.
Oh shit. I about fucked the whole show up.
That's messed up. But yes, Lorenz Tate. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad y'all got what Bizarro is. I've said that before. Nobody knew what the fuck I was talking about.
He could get it.
Mm.
Okay. Which one? O-Dog?
Lorenz Tate.
O-Dog or?
Power.
All of Senator, them. Senator. Huh? All of them.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's Councilman Tate.
Love Jones.
Is he Senator?
Love Jones. Lorenz Tate.
Yeah, everybody like him for Love Jones.
Girls Trip Lorenz Tate.
I hate
Tate.
Him for Love Jones. Love Jones, yeah.
Basketball?
Oh, Love Jones.
No, nah, that's...
That's Love Tay Diggs. No, not Tay Diggs.
That's Omar Epps,
Omar Epps let himself go.
The other black guy.
See, now, when I was younger, Omar Epps had a crush on him.
But now...
But it was just a crush.
But now, off of Power.
Mm?
You seen him lately? On Power and shit?
Mm-mm.
For real? You haven't seen
him? You ain't seen the new Power?
But no, Lorenz Tate. Mm-hmm.
Lorenz Tate kept himself up.
He should have been my number two.
But you picked somebody.
But I couldn't edit my list.
It ain't my fault. You got your homework in late. I mean, just you. It really was late. I woke up to that.
My bad. I said sorry.
You told me about. I said yeah. Here it is. It's done.
I had to wake up early this morning to start working, y'all. I don't know about here anybody else on the weekends. I didn't get to sleep in, so.
Yeah, I didn't get to sleep in either.
Yeah. So, I'm just so tired. So very, very, very tired.
Then I had to think about it. I couldn't think of
who
celebrity crushes,
who
honestly.
Who get the juices flowing?
Yeah.
I know who get.
I could not think, like, besides Michael B. Jordan, I don't really have celebrity crushes.
Really? This show could have been my 15 celebrity crushes.
Yeah. Y'all could have just ran this.
I could have went all day.
I could have been gone. We could have still
y'all
been talking.
Go all day. I know y'all could still go. I don't.
Tiana
have no
Taylor.
More.
Hey, who's your oldest one?
My oldest?
Oldest. Jack A for me.
Nah, she looked too old now.
Jack A.
She looked like her. My mama.
My oldest one is Eddie Murphy in his prime.
No, now.
Now.
Not in now? His prime. Not yeah, like now. Right now. Like. You see him on the street, he spit that game, and you might.
Who you got, B?
I can't even think of no.
Not Garcelle Bouvet, but...
Let me see.
What's Lawrence Fishburne's wife's name?
I don't know.
I know who you're talking
about.
You
know what I'm talking about? Yep. She plays on the Lawyer show.
Oh, yeah?
And we got the same last name. Her character's last name on that show is my last name, so...
For real?
Yeah. But she plays on... is it Suits? I think it's Suits. Yeah, she plays on Suits. She's a high-profile lawyer on Suits. Matter of fact, she played Chris Rock's wife in I Think
what
I Love My Wife.
What would older be considered?
Whatever's it's,
how
it's up
old
to
are
you.
They?
It's up to you. Like, somebody 40 might be older too.
Gray hairs. Gray hairs.
40?
Yeah.
Somebody with gray hair.
I'm just saying. Gray hair? It's up to you. Whatever you consider older because she might not be older than somebody else.
Lil Fizz is older.
No, he's not.
Who is your oldest then, L?
It'd probably be Jack
A. Oh, you said Jack A.
I would have two oldest.
Okay,
all
right. Denzel?
No. Denzel, yeah.
That's really Denzel.
Yeah.
Denzel.
No, not Who? Him. Who? He's like my dad. No.
Who?
He's a handsome man, but it's like my dad.
He went, yeah.
Don Cheadle.
He's like your dad, too.
No, he's not.
They're about the same age.
Him and Denzel.
No, he's
Denzel.
Not.
Him and Denzel seem like they're close to age, but
Don Cheadle?
He seemed younger than Denzel for some reason.
Do y'all know how old Don Cheadle is?
Denzel was in the same school.
Denzel, yeah. Denzel was a senior and Don Cheadle was a freshman.
Sophomore.
Don Cheadle was 60.
Denzel is how old? 70? 68? I think Denzel might be 70.
Yeah, same age. They're the same age.
That is not the same age.
After 50, it all falls down anyway.
He's 70 now.
Oh, he's 70. Denzel was 70. So there's a 10-year age gap.
Now, if I had to go...
Okay, who's it?
Older?
Okay.
Older than
Samuel L. Jackson.
You fuck Samuel L. Jackson?
Oh, I sure would. Oh, man. The Shaft.
No, hell no.
Yeah, it would be inside.
They all the same one.
Shaft.
Shaft older than Denzel.
That is terrible. That is terrible.
I like Samuel Jackson.
You know how many emails we could get about outfits, that?
He's a,
and what?
His black trench coat. That's a fine ass man.
That was 30 years ago.
No, it's not. I'm talking about his most recent one.
What movie?
I'm sorry, Jack Hay.
His most recent one was when he was with that girl. He was an old man.
Regina, what are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking
Tyler
about?
McGray.
She fucks Tyler McGray.
I'm not, I'm talking about his latest Shaft movie.
The latest Shaft movie was 10 years ago. No, it was two.
He came out with two Shaft movies?
Yeah, the son was in the second one.
Thank you.
Oh, damn. My bad.
That was 10 years ago, though.
2019.
They had a Shaft movie 2019?
2019.
Who played the son?
I can't remember his name.
He's funny too.
Regina Hall was his ex-wife. He was fucking her.
My Regina Hall?
Yes.
My Regina.
Yup.
That's not my Regina Hall.
Yep.
Corey, you shocked me on that one. Samuel Jackson.
Is he handsome to you?
Yeah, he's a handsome man to me.
Okay.
Dang. I'm shocked.
I don't have like what people would normally consider handsome. My handsome and like it ranges.
There is nobody that was a surprise on your list.
What?
There was nobody that was a surprise on your list.
What do you mean?
Like you said your list.
That was a surprise.
Handsome or whatever.
What do you mean?
You had Idris Elba and Michael B. Jordan as your top two.
Yeah.
You in the 90th percentile.
Samuel
on your list. I mean, it's a given. But I'm just saying, like, overall, like, I don't have a type.
Fit.
No, I don't have a type.
You ain't had no fat niggas on your list.
Because I just don't have any fat Hollywood crushes, but I date big niggas.
Jack Black couldn't make your list?
Jack Black would have definitely made my list.
The white guy?
Jack Black? Yep. Jack Black.
Yep. Even in the latest Jumanji, Jack Black. He was so funny to me. But yes, Jack Black.
What about Gravy?
Who?
Yeah, he got to make the list.
Who that?
Biggie.
The guy who played Biggie, his name is Gravy.
No.
Oh, yeah. Right. Puff. Come on, Faith.
Would he be on your list?
Nah, he's not a bad looking guy.
Would he be on your list?
No guy's going to be on my list.
What? God damn.
Look the other way because the camera got you looking at the
I'm
at
looking
the wall.
At you. I'm looking at you. Ella's right here. And you've just been hating on anything I say today.
I didn't say anything. B said it.
No, I just asked I was just asking why she had no
And friend. I said the voice.
Why ain't no niggas on the wall? Saul. What's the guy's name at the pizza place? Saul.
Corey done jumped all over me and I ain't say nothing.
Yes, you was.
I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
Also was.
That's what you said?
I just said great.
No, you said really? When I said I wouldn't put him on my list. Really?
Nah, I said really.
Nah, his really was really for him.
It was.
Because he thinks he's handsome.
Thank you.
What do you mean?
He hit me with a thank you.
You seen this nigga's cheekbones?
That's how his really was. Yeah. Really? You wouldn't put him on your list?
He has a nice
haircut.
Would
he go on yours?
Samuel Jackson.
Both of y'all just need to shut up. Fuck out that
Corey. Let the listeners know where they can find you so they can
please bring her screen up big.
Y'all can find me on last week's episode.
Oh, we still shooting at each other? Okay. All right, go ahead.
I don't get fined $75,000 for the handguns.
You could catch me at the.
What are you talking about?
You be Matt?
I'm Corey.
Oh.
Look, he don't even know how to do me. You thought it was B Mac.
Nah, you can catch me on the last week's episode. Peace.
You can catch me on you can catch me at @preach_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show and on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. Email us, let us know what you think. Thank y'all for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Peace.
But those who have ears, listen. Well, have you asked this? This is the DJ Blaze Show.